The Washington Post is reporting the White House has plans to send as many as 1,000 National Guard troops to various Louisiana cities. Andrew Greenstein has the mixed reaction.
Governor Landry was asked about the leaked White House plans during an economic development news conference. He said he supports the potential move, saying it will make cities safer and in effect make them more attractive to businesses.
Mark Zuckerberg and corporate America is not interested in going to places that are dangerous. So when I want them to look at Louisiana, I want them to see safety.
Democratic Congressman Troy Carter says using the National Guard to fight crime is not the answer.
Guardsmen don't have the expertise in de-escalation. They don't know the municipal laws to be enforced in a city.
I'm Andrew Greenstein.
The Office of Louisiana Highway Construction has set an ambitious goal of fixing 62 small bridges in rural areas of Louisiana by the end of next year. The Louisiana legislature established this new office this year, granting the new agency with emergency procurement powers. The director of the new office, Archie Chasson, says that allows them to hire contractors faster.
We're going to start to engage the contractors now. Grab some contractors who are quality guys from across the state, bring them in on the ground floor, and actually be able to move these things a lot quicker.
Several Louisiana lawmakers have received postcards containing graphic images of a lynching, including Republican State Rep. Mike Baham.
Whoever did this went on the state legislative website and we just started grabbing addresses in alphabetical order of the legislators.
We are told the FBI is investigating. From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm John Burns on TIX FM.